is Theodore Roosevelt. I speak fluently in 5 different languages and read a book a day. I predict here on January 1st, Anno Domini 1919, that the Butter Boys will host a show entitled After the Beep. It will include many of the local color of Woodrow Wilson's home state of New Jersey. They will use telephone to attempt to form many relationships and adventures. Now sit back, friend, and enjoy After the Beep.
Margo, it's your husband again. Life steaming. I'm trying to hide from the soldiers, but they think they found me. Listen. Oh, God, they're back there. Oh, my God. It's Hale.
This is Brian Johnson.
What do you want, Johnkins?
We and the Rock Friars are here to destroy you forever.
Fuck off. Leave me alone. Fuck off, Jopkins! Margo, I gotta go. Goodbye.
This is Officer Stins. It appears that we were in mid-battle with the Rough Riders and Dr. Jason Orse and Brian Jopkins. This may be my last message. Doesn't seem we have the numbers. We're about to kill the mayor, but they came right on time to stop us. Oh, look who it is right now.
Hey, Officer Stimp. I'm sad to see you. I see that you don't have any working hands. If you want, I'll put you out of your misery, or you can just surrender to us. I prefer you surrender, because, you know, you're a great guy, and we used to, you know, do lots of stuff together, like golf and whatnot.
Well, Dr. Orr, as you can see, you can no longer golf. I can't use my hands at all. The only thing I could do is look very sure about myself and hold a pistol. I suggest we just battle it out.
All right. Hey, William, are you out here? I'm kind of feeling depressed. I just had to cave in the skull of Monster Cop Officer Stims. I'm having a lot of misgivings about this. I know it was for the greater good, and we had to get rid of all these monsters, and there's still plenty of more to kill. I guess I'm going to have to take out my sadness and frustration out on these guys as well. I still have a bit of skin on the club right here that really depresses me. I guess I could keep it for, just out of for memory, and maybe I could show my kids this one day and tell them all about Officer Stims. You know, it might be worth something to them one day, you know, it's for posterity. They say, you know, you should bury your gold and whatnot and keep some in the safe for your family when the economy crashes, but maybe, having a Hero Cops pieces scalp would be more worth something one day.
This is Mr. Wendigo. The battle is taking place as I speak. I see all the monsters around. They are swollen-lipped and fighting for their lives. I think that perhaps I could... Yes, I don't think I could win this. It has been a pleasure. It appears that our mission to find ourselves with the unlimited oral pleasure... Oh, it appears the fighting took a pause. Yes, the battle is underway. It has not ceased at 1 second. I think this may be the end, Whisper Man. But if it is not, we can reconnoiter at the usual place.
Hi, this is Brian Jopkins, kind of in the heat of the battle here, looking for look who it is. I'm on the phone with you right now, and you're standing right in front of me. Yes, yes, it is I, Life Steeman, your former lawyer, and now turned into a monster lawyer, Jopkins. I turned into a monster to save you from the device. It was you that they were targeting and testing on. You, the FBI, and the villains. We don't have to fight. Maybe we don't have to fight. But you have to promise me that you'll never kill anybody ever again. I can't promise you that. I've been created to kill and blow people. That I'm afraid we're going to have to fight. Why am I still on the phone with you? Hi, this is Brian Jopkins. calling up Dr. Jason Ornstein. I got in a fight with Life Steam and the Monster, and he won. I guess I should have seen it coming. I mean, he's a monster, and I have no legs. If you could come find me underneath the car, burning red car, and you could maybe patch up this wound in my stomach. He didn't kill me. I'm grateful for that, but I'm afraid I might die if you don't come save me. You're a doctor. And you're also the other chosen one, so please. Please come save me, or I think I might die in this battle. Goodbye. Hi, this is Brian Jompkins calling up Lucy, Lisa, Luke. Maybe you're a man now. Look, you don't gotta respond. I understand you were just using me in the FBI, but... Well, before I knew you weren't a girl, you were the only girl I ever actually tried to date. I've lived a very lonely, pathetic, weirdo life. Afraid of my own shadow, and I regret that now. I fought as hard as I could against these monsters. Luke, I hope you're out there, and that you know that... Well, we tried to do the right thing. I'm not happy about you planting child porn on my computer. I'm not happy about that. You know, I understand that you needed an excuse to watch me, but that is gross and weird. I might die now. But I think we're going to beat these monsters. Godspeed. Goodbye.
All right, this is for Brian Jompkins. Listen, I see the car. Did you say it was on fire or was it not on fire? Well, there are only two cars, and they're right next to each other. One's on fire. I'll check both of them. I'm hoping you're going to survive the duration. A stomach wound, as I understand it, they kind of exaggerate in TV. You know, a stomach wound, you'll probably last a while if it isn't, like a long cut across your waist and your belly. It's not like they turn your belly into a giant mouth, you know. You'll probably take a good hour or two or three to die. You'll probably get poisoned by your own shit and whatnot before you actually, bleed to death. I am a doctor, and I'm coming. I can see the car. I'm right here. Let me check underneath this one. Nope.
Oh, wait. I see your arm. Oh, I got the bandage. Don't worry. I got you. I got this.
Carl, this is Friedrich Steindog. This is for Jason Ost. Please do not leave the machine on for more than 1 hour. After more than 1 hour, you'll be sent back to the heaven. You must turn off the machine before you are sent back.
This is just returning your call, Friedrich Steindong. This is Dr. Jason Ost. I'm in the room with William's device, and it seems to still be running. Really, I just want to see if it's cool that I turn it off. I don't really want to go back to heaven. If I don't understand how my new body will work, if it's just human or not, or if I'm just immortal on Earth. Either way, it's okay with me. If it's okay with you, please let Teddy know and see what he has to say before I turn this thing off. I do only have 2 minutes to go, if I'm not mistaken.
Hello, this is Teddy Roosevelt. I hear that the battle is going splendidly. I wish I could be there. But alas, my position now must be restricted to the throne of heaven. Now, on to the matter of you, Jason Ornstein, staying on Earth with, of course, the Brown Jenkins character that you have with you. Listen. You are the chosen ones. Oh, it apparently is not up to me whether you stay there or not. Think of it as the second coming, but only in the form of two ragamuffins such as yourself. So stay, win the day, and continue on in your practice with William Wayne.
Oh, that is great news, Teddy. If I die again, I'll be glad to hang out with you, and I'll reopen my practice in heaven, and
all will be the same. It'll cost probably nothing for patients, so that'll be good too. Heaven was okay, and I can't wait to come back. For now, I'm going to do a good job down here. I'm going to win the day with Brian, and I'm going to get William back in the fold of my business as soon as I see him. So the machine is, well, the machine's off now, and that didn't take much. I just pressed one switch, and that's good. The monsters are almost dead. I killed Stims. I'm really sad about it, and but I think I'll get over it once I open up my practice again.
Hey, this is ex-God calling up Brian Johnkins there. Brian, oh man, I'm fucked. I'm at this fucking bar. This shitty band is playing acoustic covers. Fucking bartender is hot as hell, though. I'm gonna try to get her number. Tell her I used to be God. I used to work when I would tell people I was God. Ex-God, I don't know how that'll work with the ladies. Hey, listen. Stim's up here. Tell your buddy, Oris there. Stim's up here. He's in heaven. He's all better now. We forgave him. You know, he turned into a monster. It wasn't his fault. Hold on a second. Something's not sitting right. I think I'm going to throw up. I've been drinking. You did it, you guys. You're close to winning. I'm proud of you. Congratulations. This is Brian Johnkins. I'm just outside having a cigarette while Jason works on the device. Just calling up ex-God there. I just want to say thanks for everything. I mean, the battle's not over yet, but we seem to be winning. And I'm really proud. I'm really proud of the way this whole thing went, you know? I mean, I wish you'd give me my legs back, but I understand if you can't do that kind of thing. I am just grateful to be alive, to know there's a heaven, to know that I was chosen. Things seem to be going all right now. I'll let Oris know about Stim. He'll be happy to know that. And I'd like to think Lice will go up there when he dies. Lice Steeman, my ex-lawyer. You know, he's not such a bad guy. You know, although I don't know what he's up to right now. He's still around somewhere. Crazy bastard. I guess the war's not over yet. Anyway, thanks for everything. I better go. This is Brian Johnkins calling up Teddy Roosevelt. One of the monsters, I think it might be Wendigo, seems to be right outside our doors trying to get in while we work on this device to turn it off. I'm hiding in a bushes somewhere. Listen, Theodore, if we don't make it and we go back to heaven, can I please have my legs back? I mean, I understand because we kind of fucked up that you might not want to give them back to me, but if we succeed, then can I have my legs back? I don't think ex-God has that power, but maybe you do. You're the new God. Really, really appreciate it. All right. All right, Wendigo's around here. I gotta go inside. The war's not over yet. God, I hope we win this. And I hope you give me my legs back because, you know, I really liked having legs. I could go for walks and kick things. All right, bye.
Brian Johnkins, this is Theodore Roosevelt, your God. Listen, I'll tell you what I can do. I can't give you your legs back if you come back to heaven. We can, however, work on a series of harnesses, and we can give you the best flyboys to carry you any which way you want. Think of it as a wheelchair, but gliding, hovering over in a kingdom of heaven. I actually think that is far superior than using one's own legs. I wish I could hop onto that. But anyway, good luck to you. Mr. Wendigo may be a very fierce opponent, a wily one. Be careful of that, rapscallion.
Whisperer, I have found Brian Johnkins and Dr. Jason Oris. They have shut off their own device. I can no longer hear its sounds. They are trapped in this door. Mr. Wendigo, 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 Mr. Oris. Brian Jenkins. Come on out for Mr. Wendigo. There is one more show.
Hey, Brian, listen, I'm going to call William after this. I know you're not outside, but if you're around the building, I don't know if you could help me. I'm in a tight spot. Mr. Wendigo, I think, is outside. I think I hear his voice, and I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what kind of monster he is, but I don't know if I could take him. Uh-oh.
Mr. Wendigo.
Oh, my God.
Wendigo.
Oh, God. Well, he knows my name. Oh, he knows your name. What am I going to do? I don't have my weapon on me. I think I left it outside. Maybe throwing it in the bush. It might be in the bush. Brian, get it if you can. I'm going to call William.
Oh, my God. He's still alive. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's Brian Jenkins calling him Dr. Jason Arnold. I attacked Mr. Wendigo from behind with your weapon from behind the bushes. I think he's dead. Wait, he's still getting up. Oh, my God. There's so much blood everywhere. I think he's dead. Wait, no, he's not dead yet. Oh, my God, his eyes are coming out. I think he's dead. I think I killed Wendigo. Okay, I'm going to come in now. Oh, my God.
Hello? This is Lice Steam. I'm currently inside of an abandoned house that's for sale. I'm under an awning now. It seems to be raining. Except that the rain burns my skin. Ow! Burn me! Nobody else seems to be burning in this rain except me. I'm wondering if it's because I'm a monster. I'm calling up the Whisper Man and saying... And I left a similar message on Wendigo's phone, who I think might be dead. I think I might be the only monster left. Da, 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 da. If the battle is over, if we've lost, I need to know what I should do now. I'm just an alone monster in the world. Please, tell me what's happening.
Hey, this is Sam. Calling up. Wendigo. Did we lose the battle? My brother went missing. The Whisper Man went missing. What's going on over there? Who's there? Shit. I think the Rough Riders are here. Oh, shit! Shit! Spit this food out! Where's my gun?
Ah! Ah, get off of me! Ah! Oh, they're gonna hang me in the backyard! Ah! Oh, this is it for Sam! They're gonna kill me!
How exciting was that? Excuse me, I'm very sick. I need a lozenge. Hear that? Lozenge. 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 That was so exciting. And the next episode is the finale, the season finale. Which means there's another season coming. Because this isn't ever going to end. Thank you for sticking around for the long haul. This has been a treat for us. It's been a treat for you too. I hope you thanked all our sponsors. I listed them in the description. Yeah. Thank you so much.
As it implodes, if I were you. I will.